Zakh the Mishnah Vayter Masechtas, Bava Kama, Perig Vav, Mishnah Vav. Did you ever pass by someone that's banging with an iron very hard on something? Or where they're soldering a fence or iron? You see that the person may be wearing goggles. Why is he wearing goggles? Because often sparks fly out. When you bang with a hammer on iron, sparks could come flying out. And that's what happened over here. Gets we have a spark, Shayatza, that came out, mitachas apatish, from underneath this large hammer kind of a tool, the hizik, and it did damage. It burnt something up, chayiv. So the one who was striking with this patish has to pay. There's actually a question in the Rishayim. Why does he have to pay? Is this called Eish? Or is it called Adam Hamazik? Tosfos says, no, this is Eish. It's just the way of starting a fire and it spreads on its own. The Rambam holds, no, this is something else. This is, he did it with his hands. It's like Adam Hamazik. But either way, Chayiv is Chayiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Gomel, we have a camel, Shayaton Pishdan, that was overloaded with flax, more than the norm. The Ovar and the camel passed through Bereshus Rabim, in the Bereshus Rabim. In the Rishus Rabim, there are many shops. And these shops have openings toward the Rishus Rabim, where the people go back and forth. They see the open shops, that's how they come in and they buy things. But now this camel, which is overloaded with flax, comes marching through. V'nichnas pishtani l'toich hachinus. And because there's so much flax on this camel that's protruding on all sides, some of the flax went into a shop, into the opening of a shop. V'dolku b'neiret shel chemveni. And the flax began to burn. It was ignited by this fire that was burning in the shop. Now, one thing is for sure. The owner of the shop doesn't have to pay for the flax. Because he's going to say, I should pay for your flax. Why did you overload your camel? What was your flax doing in my store? The problem over here is that there's a lot more damage that took place, much more so than the flax being burnt up. Because the flax went into the store, started burning by the candle, and v'hidlik asabira. The flax then lit up and it burnt down a big house. Sakta Mishnah Bal HaGamal Chayiv. The owner of the camel has to pay for the entire house. Because he was a peshay, he was negligent by overloading the camel. Zakta b'de Mishnah Vayter Heniach Chenveni Neiroi Mebechutz. Chenveni is the shopkeeper. Heniach Chenveni, if the shopkeeper put down Neiroi his Neir Mebechutz on the outside. Not that the flax went into the store and it lit up. But the shopkeeper wanted to light something up in front of his store. So he put the Neir there. And the camel passes by. And the flax catches on and starts burning over here. The shopkeeper is chayiv to pay for the flax and for the bira if it burnt it down, if it's not his. And that's because here the shopkeeper is negligent for leaving his nair outside. Rabbi Hudaimer, b'ner Chanukah Potter. If this story happened with nair Chanukah, the shopkeeper put his nair Chanukah outside and the camel passed by and it started burning, then the shopkeeper is Potter because he had a right to put his nair Chanukah there. Rabbi Huda holds, anytime you put something down Bereshus Bezdin, in the Rishus Rabim, you're potter if damage takes place. And by the way, this is from the very few times that Chanukah is even mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, quickly chazering over, if a spark flies out from underneath a patish and does damage, the person swinging that patish is chayiv. A camel that was overloaded with pishta passes through Rishus Rabim, the flax goes into someone's store, and lights up by a nair that is in the store and burns down a big house, the camel owner is going to have to pay for overloading his camel. However, if the shopkeeper left the nair outside, the shopkeeper would be chayiv, unless, says Rabbi Yehuda, it was Chanukah, because then he had reshus to place it outside.